Let's turn to page 6 of the supplement. We'll begin by praying the offertory together. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with your free spirit. In this time of Lent, let's review what we believe concerning our triune God. So I will read some passages from Scripture, and you turn to page 5 in your supplements, and notice that it's made up of three paragraphs or three stanzas, the Nicene Creed. So after I read the passages, you do the first paragraph, and we'll continue through the Nicene Creed. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Colossians 1. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether the thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. First paragraph. I believe
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
Matthew 3:17. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hebrews 7. For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself. Second paragraph. And in one
Second
Thessalonians 13, chapter 2. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. John 14. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. Third paragraph. And I believe
the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world.
Since we're in that season of Lent, we will now put some emphasis on what Jesus has done for us. Turn to page 721, hymn 721 in the supplement. We'll follow this order. We'll sing one stanza of 721, then I will read a stanza of 723, and then we will sing 724. And we will repeat that four times using the four stanzas from 721. So hymn 721. Soul, what wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul? Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside the crown for my soul.
I'll sing his love for me, and through eternity
I'll sing on. And through eternity, I'll sing on. Turn to page 7. We'll pray the Lord's Prayer using the version on the right-hand side of the top of the page. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Any announcements? Thank you. Oh, we have one.
Since there's only one ball game tonight, tip-off is at 7. So band, first note, is at 6:35.
Thank you.